If you're looking to sell your home, there's a few key things that you can do that may make a massive difference in the price that you end up selling for and how fast the sale actually happens. If you've ever sold a home before, I bet you've dealt with some frustration in either a lack of showings, a lack of offers, prepping a home for sale, dealing with showing requests, and all the craziness that comes along with it. Well, in this video, I'm gonna break down 10 tips that could help you sell for more money in faster time than maybe your previous experience. If you're new to the channel, welcome. My name is Justin Conica, one of the co-owners of Prime Real Estate with my incredible wife, Shannon. We have been in business for over a decade. We have a team of 28 that covers all of Southwestern Ontario, that covers residential, commercial, and investing, doing hundreds of sales on a yearly basis. We have a ton of data, so let me share it with you. The number one tip above all else is price your house correctly. In a seller's market, when there's no inventory, people can overprice, and people are probably still gonna go look at it because there's literally no other options out there. But in a balanced or a buyer's market, if you're not priced correctly, nobody's coming to look at your house, let alone offer on it. It would be considered out of the market, and you'll find that even by doing a slight reduction in price, all of a sudden you get a ton of showings and you probably sell a lot quicker. Also, another interesting data point is there is a difference between the list to sale price ratio and the original list to sale price ratio. The original list to sale price ratio sits at about 97%, as opposed to list to sales price ratio at 97. What does that mean, Justin? It means that houses priced correctly will typically sell in our market for 1% more money than those that weren't. But if you're talking about a house that's hundreds of thousands of dollars, that could be $70,000 on a $700,000 property, or it goes up or down depending on the price of your home. Number two, enhanced curb appeal. So think about people when they come to see your property. If it's a disaster outside, what is their experience gonna be like going into the home? You wanna set the tone from the second people get to your property. Sometimes improving your landscaping, a little bit of money on mulch, definitely calling your landscaper can far improve the customer or guest experience, leading to a better interaction and potentially more money. Number three, declutter and depersonalize. Think of sales psychology. When people are going through your house and looking at it, if you have photos of your family everywhere and your family's amazing and it looks like you're the best family on the planet, they're going to associate that house with your family. They're gonna walk around and they're gonna think, oh, look how cute they are, but they're not gonna wanna buy your house because maybe they don't see themselves and their family in a home that belongs to you. One simple thing you can do is declutter and depersonalize. Here's a little hack for you. Go print off photos of your local area, things there are to do. Put them in a standard picture frame so that as they're walking through the house, they're realizing that they're buying more than a house, they're buying a lifestyle. Number four, invest in small upgrades. Paint is probably the biggest bang for your buck, and it goes a long way when prepping your home for sale. Then you can look at things like flooring, kitchens, bathrooms. As you get into the scale of renovations, consult your agent to see if you're going to get a return on investment. If you're gonna spend $25,000 on a kitchen that's only gonna give you $25,000 back, you have to think about the time and effort on top of the cost. But if you're getting $2 for every dollar you're putting in, I would do that deal all day long. Number five, stage your home. It makes a huge difference. I sold a property in the past that I left it vacant. I'm like, oh, people can envision all of their furniture and what it's like for them to live here. We actually didn't sell because we had to deal with some building issues and whatnot. We took it off the market, put it back on stage, and it sold for $40,000 over asking price. And I would have never lived in that house the way that it was set up. But I can tell you when people would come in and see it professionally staged, the feeling, again, going back to the sales psychology of things, put them in a very different posture and made them feel excited to live in this house that they could really picture themselves in. Number six, professional photography. I cannot tell you how much it grinds my gears to see people listing multi-million dollar properties and taking photos on their iPhone where they're in the reflection. It's completely skewed. We're not photographers, people. It doesn't cost that much money to hire a really good photographer. It does take a level of skill to work with that creative and give them proper direction and make sure it rolls into the overall marketing plan. But hiring a professional photographer is one of the easiest things that you can do to get people to actually want to click on your listing, which is the goal to then book the showing, to make the offer, to buy your house. Number seven, market your home effectively. Most people think, well, if I'm on MLS, then the buyers that want to see it are gonna click on it and buy my home, but they fail to realize there are many more marketing channels. From print to digital to social media, you really wanna think about having an overall strategy to be everywhere. In an age where most people are spending their time on their phone, Are you on Facebook? Are you on Google? Are you on Instagram? I can't even tell you. When we list a property and do a live stream, we are typically getting 5 to 12 leads off that live stream when MLS is only sending me 3 to 5. When we run data on our listings, we get 5 to 10 times the reach as MLS per listing. Yes, MLS is a bigger platform, but I'm not selling all the houses on MLS. I'm selling your house. So if MLS is only getting 3,000 views, we're getting 20,000. MLS is only generating 3 leads and I'm generating 17 to 20. Do you see the value in proper marketing? Number 8, make necessary repairs. We typically do a pre-inspection on our own properties before we sell them. I'm ripping out a fireplace as we speak right now because it was not to code, and I'm putting in a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace at 10109 Jenison. If you want to see it, go click on the listings and look at it. We've taken it out so that the new buyers don't even have to think about it and it's not an objection. Now, it is a, call it a $5,000 fireplace, but at the end of the day, the peace of mind is worth way more than that to the buyers. Also, they know you take care of your stuff, so they're likely not gonna be as nitpicky when it comes time to doing the inspections, because if you take care of the little things, you likely take care of the big things. Number 9, be flexible with showings. That one buyer may be the one who is gonna pay you the most money. I know it's not convenient if you have animals, you have kids, you have life, you have work. All of these things factor in. Do the work up front to set a showing schedule with your agent so that the expectation is there. Your agent should be working really hard to try and work around that schedule. But if for some reason you gotta think out of the box and get creative to make that showing happen, it could be the difference in you selling or selling for the most money. Number 10, consider timing. If I'm listing a house in London, Ontario, I'm probably not listing a house on a long weekend because most people are gone. I want to capture the widest audience with my marketing because when you launch, that is your best chance to sell for the most money in the quickest amount of time. But if I'm in Grand Bend, Ontario or Port Stanley, guess where everybody is on long weekends? It's actually a great time to do an open house. So you should have a strategy when it comes to timing the market. Now, people talk about winter, spring, summer, fall. When's the best time to list? Everybody thinks springs. What is the average days on market? Because if the average days on market is 38 days, you need to be launching in February, March, if you want to capitalize on the spring market, because it typically slows down at the end of May. But if the average days on market is 7 days, maybe you're listing in May. Well, there you go. There's a summary of 10 tips that may help you sell your house for more money in less time. Let me know if you got any value from it. If there's anything I didn't cover, jump in the comments and let me know. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future market updates, tips like this, or off-market deals. Once again, I'm Justin. Thanks for joining the Prime Nation. We appreciate you. Make sure to check out the Prime Real Estate Podcast. We typically pull a winner once a month and send them a gift. I would love to see if that was you. Easiest way to get on that list is leave us a rating and review online. If you're more on the entrepreneurial side, make sure to check out the Prime People Podcast, where we help real estate agents, entrepreneurs, and creatives make more money and feel less overwhelmed. Appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next one.